Hey, Barrys, this is Stuart, forum user W8SRC on NameBerry, and I'm going to take the NameBerry accent challenge from back in 2014. And I'm from Michigan in the U.S. Pronounce the following words: ant, roof, route, or root. I tend to kind of interchange them, but I tend to say route more. Theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, or pecan, either one. I tend to say pecan more, I think, now that I think about it. Both. Again, probably. Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. Now for the questions. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Teepee. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? I tend to say pop. That's, I guess, what we tend to say up here in Michigan, but sometimes I say soda. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? When I talk about them to other people, I say grandma and grandpa, or my grandma and my grandpa. Maybe even my grandmother and my grandfather. But when I am talking to the person, I say gramps and either gram or nana, depending on which grandmother. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I love how that one's put. I call it either a cart or a shopping cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? Either a remote or a remote control. Do you think you have an accent? About 4 years ago, I would have said no because I didn't really notice my accent, but I guess I didn't really develop one. But now I do. I definitely have an accent, or even a mishmash of accents, in fact, because I love how certain sounds are said with certain accents, and I try to imitate those. And I guess they become part of my natural speech sooner or later. So, now I do have kind of a bit of a speech impediment, as you may have heard. My CH and SH are said differently. But I do love, like, for example, the short A is kind of flat like that in my speech, because I have a great friend of mine from Indiana who had a friend of his who's from New York, and he would talk a lot like that. So it became my friend in Indiana, it became part of his natural speech, and so that became part of mine. And it's just crazy how accents work like that. So for example, my long A, I'd say that's definitely Michigan, especially if it's part of a word, like in the middle of it. My long O, I would say is more California, because there's a TV character that I like. His accent has that long O sound in it, and he's from California, so thought that was interesting, and I guess it became part of my natural speech like 6 or 7 years ago when I first watched it. And the air sound, as I've mentioned before in my posts on NameBerry, that is my former Latin professor in my college. He would say, like, for example, for the Latin word for earth, he would say terra. And I'd say that's more kind of New York-ish, or New England. And I just love that. And so certain names, like terra, or cara, or other ones like that, would become some of my favorite girls' names. Even the British version. Like, for example, some of my favorite boys' names, My second favorite is Harris. And some of the other ones are Harry and... let's see. Aaron. You know, names like that. I love when people say that in that type of accent. The ones that I've been recently getting into is the ER or UR. The part of speech that one of the posters of the pronunciation request challenge put at the end of the list, or at least the main poster of that put that at the end of her list. That is the one that I've been kind of recently getting into, so I just came up with 10 names at the end of that recording to kind of showcase that accent, if you want to call it that. So there you go with that. I think that's pretty much it. So hope you enjoyed Barry's, and thank you for listening.